Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Oh, my phone dropped. Today we're going to be talking about Hunter x Hunter, which is without the X, Hunter Hunter. They don't pronounce the X, which is weird. But today we're going to be talking about Hunter Hunter and how I started watching it and just talking about it mostly. Talking about the goods and bads and yeah. I'm going to take a quick water break, just letting you know. Alright, so this is going to be a series for Hunter x Hunter, like I'm doing Oren High School Host Club as a Series 2 and Haikyuu as a Series 2, because they're adding on. I heard that Oren High School Host Club, I shouldn't be talking this in Hunter x Hunter season, series, but I heard that Oren High School Host Club might be putting out a second season after 14 years or so at the end of 2020, or either somewhere between 2020 and 2021. I'm kind of excited for that. I'm almost done with Oren High School Host Club, and I'm so ready to get some merch and like different things. So we're gonna start off right from the bat searching up some things. So in the beginning of the first episode, they talk about Gon and his fishing skills and about his family. He doesn't really have a family. He has his grandma at home, I'm pretty sure. He has Mito, and that's it. Just the three of them. Gon's dad, he left, he just left Gon with Mito, and it explains more after, like, that. It explains about Gon's life more in episode one. We're gonna be talking about Killua now. Killua comes from a family of assassins, and Gon comes from a family of fishing. He caught his experience from his dad, but he doesn't. Ging's dad is just like knows Nen Ren. I think he knows Ren. I'm pretty sure. Killua and Gon in York New City, they learn Nen by this one person. I forgot his name, but he is a master. And the surprising thing is that master that taught Nen to Killua and Gon was Bisky. And then Bisky's 57 years old or so, I'm pretty sure. And that master that taught Gon and Killua was a student for Bisky, which I find really cool. But anyways, carrying on with Killua's life, when he was little, he kind of was killing people because he was coming from a family of assassins. So he had a pretty sad childhood. There's this one episode that he was sort of getting whipped by his brother because he ran away from his home to go take the exam for the test, sort of like that. But Killua's childhood is pretty sad. Gon is okay. He didn't have his mom or dad, but Mito, he always thought of Mito as a mom to him. And yeah. I like how Killua, he brought up his skateboard. He's like, he was riding on a skateboard and Gon was running for the exam stuff. And Killua was like, "How old are you?" Or Gon either said that. And said, "How old are you?" They're both 12. I think they're 14 at the end of the show. And he's like, "Yeah, I guess I'll run for a little bit." And they started talking. And then Killua, I am pretty sure it was Gon that said, "Why did you want to become a hunter?" And Killua just said, like, straight off the bat, he's like, they said it was supposed to be really hard. And Killua was like, why did you take the exam? He's like, oh, my dad was a hunter. He got his license at my age. He's like, oh, what kind of hunter? He's like, Gona's like, I don't know. And I started laughing, and I honestly started liking that show from on then. Kurapika. I love Kurapika. I love his chains. Ugh, oh my god. And his scarlet red eyes is amazing when he gets mad. When he gets not triggered, but sort of mad, I guess you could say. So this is later on season three, I'm pretty sure, that he had to fight someone named Uvogene? I don't know his name, but he had to fight that, and Uvogene was really, like, strong and, like, killed a whole entire, like, team of FBI agents or so, some type of police people, and Killua, oh my god, Killua killed him, and it was amazing. Like, when I tell you, like, I was shooketh when Killua killed Uvogene. I don't know how to say his name, sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it was a pretty cool scene that I liked from Killua. And how Killua learned his, it's not Nen, I don't think it is. I'm gonna search up Kurapika's sort of powers, I guess. What are they called? Let me search it up. Okay, it says Kurapika's blah blah blah. It's Geo in Sho, which means he became an expert in Nen to the point where Gon and Killua asked him about to become. Killua and Gon asked him to become, like, his teacher. Kurapika, like, said no because, like, he, like, I don't know, but he said it was too dangerous or something, or he just didn't want to teach him that. So, Killua put some type of Gyo or, Nen or Sho into his chains, and he said, like, I will only use my chains against the Phantom Troop, which is the Spider Troop. Which I was like, wow, you can get yourself killed if you didn't do someone from inside the Phantom Troop. Like, he put his life on the line if he killed someone with his chains from outside of the Phantom Troop, which I find, like, that was a total baddie moment, which is really cool, which I love about him. That's Kurapika. He's really cool. He's the mom of the group for Gonin, Killua, and Leorio. Leorio's the dad. I have a whole thing planned out. people ship Leorio and Kurapika, which I found very weird, but I guess I can ship it too. Leorio. So he just wanted to join the hunter exam for just the money, because you receive money in your license in the card, which is, like, I don't know how much, but it's a lot. He wants to become a doctor. He's studying, and he said that I will become a doctor. And I'm pretty sure he does, but I haven't passed that. I did watch a spoiler alert video of Leorio using some type of Ren or Nen. Either one of those. This is going to be, like, a spoiler, because I haven't even watched this episode myself yet. So, Leorio sees Gin at, like, some type of resort, like, where, like, it's, like, chairs set up and there's people in the stands, and then 4-8 people in a row in the front. Like, and then all of a sudden, Leorio gets mad and teleports his hand up to uppercut Gin in the chin. And then Gin passes out or something. And I never thought Leorio would ever use Ren or Nen, which I find absolutely Cool. So I really like Lirio because his attitude towards the little squad, which I really like. Let's talk about Hisoka. I have seen Hisoka all over my For You page on TikTok. All over. And, which, I mean, Killua, I mean, sorry, not Killua. Hisoka is kind of cute, but he's a pedophile towards younger children in the show. Like, this one scene that I came across, it was inside the Green Island game. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think so. And Hisoka was staring at Killua's and Gon's butt, which is really funny. And then I'm pretty sure Killua and Gon sensed that Hisoka was looking at his butt. And then, like, Killua and Gon said, "To the front, to the front, Hisoka." And I was laughing. I'm pretty sure they were with, not Bisky. They find Bisky later on, I'm pretty sure. Because Bisky, I thought she was, like, a 10-year-old in the beginning. Because how she dresses in her face is, so, like, I don't know. Hisoka, he has bungee gum with him and some card tricks, which I have, like, cards on my wall right now, like, taped on, like, he's throwing them. So, yeah, that's Hisoka. Hisoka has really cool powers, basically. There's this one scene with Killua and Gon stuck in the Phantom hideout, Phantom Troop hideout. Surprisingly, Hisoka's a fake Phantom Troop member, which I found really weird because I thought it was real. I thought he was a part of the Phantom Troop member. But Gon and Killua get stuck inside. They get captured, basically. They someone brings them to the hideout of the Phantom Troop, and all of a sudden, this one dude with the mask, I forgot his name, grabs Gon's arms and put them behind him and, like, tries to break his arm, I'm pretty sure. And then Killua gets scared, sort of, thinking that Gon might die. And then Hisoka comes right up with the card against his neck, and he's like, if you move a step closer to Gon, then I will kill you or something. And his cards are supposed to, like, be really sharp or something, which I find very, very cool. Let me search up bungee gum, because bungee gum is used. So bungee gum, he uses that, and he puts it on someone or some type of thing, and, like, pulls them either closer or just, like, lets them be caught there. He said that Hisoka says bungee gum possesses the properties of both rubber and gum. I saw so many things like that. But that's Hisoka, the pedophile that he is. Okay, who else do we have? We have Illumi. Illumi Zeldok, which is related to Killua. And I'm now seeing that people ship him with Killua, which is absolutely disgusting because they are brothers. Brothers. See, I don't know that much about Illumi other than the fact that he put some type of pin inside Killua's forehead, I'm pretty sure. And there, I saw a spoiler. I found so many spoilers of Hunter x Hunter videos, and I was, like, so upset. But Illumi has this pen stuck inside of Killua's brain, so, like, he can, what's it called? I don't, where he puts his hand out, and he has, like, three little fingers out, and he, like, says something to make Killua do something. I'm gonna take a quick water break, and I'm gonna keep on talking still. So, Illumi's, part of the Zeldok family, and part of Killua, and he has really good powers, which I really like, and he's really strong. And yeah, I'm gonna take a quick water break. All right, sorry for that. I don't really have that much to talk about Illumi because I don't know very much about him. I just know that he's really strong and he is pretty mean towards his brother. They don't act like brothers. They act like mean brothers, like they don't even know each other. But we can search up other people, I guess, for just extra. Hunter Hunter was pretty good so far. It's going very well. Let's see, who else can we talk about? We could talk about Kite. Kite is really cool. I like his attitude towards Killua and Gon. Although he does have some type of anxiety from those anteater thingies, those human bugs. I don't know what they're called, but let me search it up. But Kite, when sort of the last episode that you kind of see on Netflix, for what's it called? The last episode of season four on the Netflix. Sorry, I keep on stuttering. Killua and Gon like get the card. Because they had a choice to bring out a car from out of the real world. So they thought that Ging had a different name in the game, and they thought Ging was in the game, Gon's dad. So Killua and Gon had like a mixed up name. I forgot the name. They thought that was Gon's dad, so they teleported to a person, like a weird place. They saw not Gin, they saw Kite though. They started talking, Gon and Killua and Kite. They started talking, and then Kite was like, "Yeah, I'm looking for Gin." I was until like I'm pretty sure he saw him when he went back to Wells Island, and it was that part where a Gon was being attacked by a bear or something, and Kite was there to save Gon. So that's how Ging and Kite saw each other, I'm pretty sure. So that's Kite. I love Kite because he saved him. But I don't really have anyone else to talk about. But that's the end for Hunter x Hunter. I hope you really like that episode, this episode, which is going to be in series 2. I really hope you guys have a good day. Bye!